December 8, 1902, the confessor uses the authority of the church to keep Jesus crucified in Louisa and to crucify her with him so as to prevent the law of divorce. This morning my adorable Jesus came and told me, "My daughter, today I want to keep you suspended without letting you suffer." I began to fear and to lament to him, and he added, "Do not fear, I will be with you. Rather, when you occupy the state of victim, you are exposed to justice, and in addition to the other sufferings, many times you have to suffer my very privation and obscurity, in sum, everything that man deserves because of his sins. But as I suspend your office of victim, everything I will show toward you will be mercy and love." I felt released from my state, even though I could see my beloved Jesus, and I understood very well that it was not his coming that rendered the coming of the confessor necessary to make me come around, but rather, the sufferings that Jesus would send me. So, I am unable to say why, my soul felt a pain, while my nature felt great satisfaction, saying, "If nothing else, I will spare the confessor the sacrifice of having to come." But while I was thinking of this, I saw a priest clothed in white together with our Lord. It seemed to me that he was the Pope, and the confessor was with him. They were praying him to make me suffer so as to prevent the formation of this law of divorce, but Jesus would not pay attention to them. So, the confessor, heedless of the fact that he was not being given audience, with extraordinary impetus, to the point that it seemed it was not him, took Jesus Christ in his arms and, by force, cast him inside of me, saying, "You will remain crucified within her, crucifying her, but this law of divorce we do not want." Jesus remained as though bound inside of me, crucified by such command, and I felt, bitterly, the pains of the cross. Then he said, "Daughter, it is the church that wants it, and her authority, united to the power of prayer, binds me."